All right, hello everyone. It is Wednesday, September 15th. I'm Mark Hodge, head coach at Rockwell Trading, here with your stock market update, always covering what you need to know as we approach the trading day in 15 minutes or less. So let's jump to the charts here and let's first take a look at what happened yesterday. Here I have the S&P 500, and yesterday it looked like we were off to a nice start. The indices were pointing to a higher start after the CPI data came in slightly lower than expected. So this was a positive for the markets at first because traders were expecting that with this data, the Fed wouldn't need to raise rates quicker with inflation coming in a little bit lower than expected and not too hot and rising out of control. So traders were at first optimistic over this news. But then there comes the discussion on bond tapering and what's going to happen there. So that enthusiasm quickly disappeared. And if we look at a 5-minute chart yesterday of the S&P, you see the strong start, dip in the morning, and then it was all downhill from there, where the S&P finished near session lows. So giving up the previous day's gains and finishing at new lows for September. The Dow, similar move, opening higher, drifting even higher after the open, and then selling off and finishing near session lows. The Nasdaq has just had a real tough time. First, it was the S&P and Dow on a 5-day losing streak. Now it's the Nasdaq. The Nasdaq starting this losing streak on September 8th and drifting lower. Yesterday's dip, a loss of 0.3%. Makes that 5 in a row for the Nasdaq. So going back to going back to 1945, September is historically a down month with stocks seeing an average decline of 0.56%. And it looks like right now we're seeing a little more than that. Heading into the open, we are slightly positive. Futures were actually all over the place overnight. So if we look at what took place overnight, a rally and then dipping to session lows, an attempt at session highs, pullback, making new session highs overnight. And then recently, we were actually negative looking at futures, but coming off of session lows and overnight lows here to point to a higher start, at least for now. The Dow up just 15 points, which isn't much for the Dow, but still positive at this point in time. E-mini S&P up about 0.1%. Nasdaq leading the way. Nasdaq futures right now up 0.2%. So not huge moves, but coming off of session lows and pointing to a higher start for the U.S. Open. Now let's take a look at some individual stocks, and first we need to take a look at Weber. Weber, the ticker is WEBR, and Weber is smoking pre-market. Weber up 5.5% after reporting its first quarter earnings, its first since going public, that is. The company reported that sales are 19% higher from a year ago, and they also reported full year sales that were higher than most analysts' forecasts. So Weber, after its IPO, popping higher for the first couple of days, making IPO lows back in August, and then with this recent slide, making new IPO lows. But today looks like Weber is going to be trading just around 1469 at the open, at least based on pre-market activity. So some positive news for Weber, and Weber's getting a nice boost pre-market. So it might be something to watch. And Weber looking pretty hot. So we have to talk about Apple. Apple isn't moving a whole lot because of this news. It's kind of the lead up to these Apple events, there's a lot of excitement from investors and also buyers, consumers that love Apple products, but not really a whole lot of movement. Yesterday, the stock was down 1%, so a little more than the Nasdaq. But Apple had its California streaming event yesterday, where it unveiled its new iPhone 13 models and Watch Series 7, as well as two new iPads. Their iPhone 13 lineup includes four models, And the primary iPhone 13 upgrades are a bigger battery, camera improvements, and the faster A15 Bionic processor, which Apple said offers the fastest CPU in any smartphone, up to 50% faster than the leading competitor. So this could be a hot one for Apple. We'll see. I'm due for a new iPhone, so I might have to take a look at that one. But not moving the market too much. Like I said, down 1% yesterday, which, all things considered, with some of the news recently and the market being down, I don't think that that was a huge reaction, either positive or negative for Apple. I think more of a general drop there. And today, Apple up just a little bit in line with NASDAQ futures. So Apple up about 0.25% as we approach the open. But some big news and new products for Apple and Apple consumers. Let's take a look at a few more here. Some movers, and Microsoft is in the headlines this morning, up over 1%, which puts Microsoft back at 303 here. And if you look at this, pretty impressive run off of pandemic lows. Microsoft just tearing higher, making highs in August 20th. Retreating a little bit here and now getting close to those highs pre-market with some news. The news is that they announced that they are boosting their dividend by 11%, and they are also having a $60 billion stock buyback program, initiating a $60 billion buyback program. So that always is going to make shares more valuable when there are fewer shares out there. And traders pre-market are liking that. So Microsoft making some moves, and let's look at a few others. Regeneron, REGN, Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, up 1.5%. So not a huge move here, but they did announce that the government plans to buy another 1.4 million doses of its COVID-19 antibody cocktail. I think that the government had purchased about 1.6 million before that, so almost doubling the amount that they had previously ordered. And that news is moving Regeneron a little bit pre-market, trading around 653, up over 1% with Regeneron Pharmaceuticals moving pretty nicely this year and off of pandemic lows. Let's take a look at a few more. Crikey, Crocs, CROX, up 1.6% pre-market. Now they had a huge day yesterday, and it looks like there's some follow-through today. Is this, yeah, the record highs for Crocs here and that luxury apparel. they had a nice 8.5% gain yesterday, up a little more today. Now, the rally comes after Investor Day, where the company announced better than expected full year revenue and an accelerated share repurchase program. So traders are liking that. Crocs making record highs yesterday, and with this pre-market gain getting back up there. So investors are liking Crocs. Look at that volume. Look at that volume. Biggest volume in one day since June 1st here. So investors, traders liking Crocs, up a little bit pre-market. Let's look at a few others. And this one is interesting. Let's pull up LVS. And this is a position that actually Marcus and I both have. And let me go ahead and reset the chart. So yesterday, it sounded like some of these Macau casinos were down because of some travel restrictions in China because of COVID. And that could be contributing a little bit. But we did see some more information that developed. And one of those things is that the government of Macau said that they would increase regulatory scrutiny over casinos. and that a public consultation process will begin on September 15th and run through October 29th, according to a report. The Secretary for the Economy and Finance said that the law that they're looking at is to keep healthy and sustainable development of the gambling industry through improvements of the regulatory system of casinos, as well as aim to increase the competitiveness of the city's casino industry. So traders, you know, worried about that whenever you hear regulations, regulatory changes, you know, tightening of regulations, the outcome there, what's expected is unknown. Traders don't like that uncertainty. So, you know, we'll see where this goes from here. But LVS trading down back at these lows that were established in August, down 4.5% pre-market after a pretty big drop yesterday. LVS was looking pretty good for a couple of weeks there coming off of these lows. Now trading back at these lows on the news, and we'll see what happens. Now, some other casinos with exposure here, MGM Resorts. So MGM down 4% yesterday, down about 1.5% today, but not seeing the same impact that Las Vegas Sands is. Also Wynn. So Wynn taking a hit yesterday, down 11% today, down another 6% pre-market. So we'll see where this ends up. But you see that Wynn definitely taking some heat. And then Melco Resorts, the ticker is MLCO. Melco down almost 6% yesterday, down 9% pre-market. So this is the, you know, casino stock getting the biggest hit pre-market today, even though they didn't see the biggest drop yesterday. All right, let's look at another one here. Sage. Sage Therapeutics, they're up 4.5% pre-market. Nice move. Why the move? Well, the FDA granted fast-track status for the company's experimental treatment for Huntington's disease, and traders are liking that. So they'll be going through some clinical trials, but that fast-track status helps the whole process. And after taking a bit of a beating here in May and finding lows in August, it looks like we're getting back to this up range here, that highs that we saw in September, or at least recently, and Sage Therapeutics up a little bit pre-market. Now, SpaceX is joining, well, let's look at SPCE, Virgin Galactic. Okay, they're up a little bit pre-market. But SpaceX is doing big things this evening, getting ready to send the first all-civilian crew launched into Earth's orbit, led by e-commerce billionaire Jared Isaacman. Time Magazine estimates that the ticket price for the four seats aboard the ship were an estimated $200 million. So SpaceX joining Blue Origin and joining Virgin Galactic with a space flight with civilians. But it does sound like SpaceX is going to go farther, and it's a more of a flight than the other two. So that might be something to keep an eye on for this evening. Great to see the, you know, space exploration and the space industry really take off. All right, I just want to see what cryptos are doing. Let's look at Bitcoin. Just curious, because after we had that big dip a couple weeks ago, September 7th, we were trading in a range. It looks like Bitcoin has broken out of this recent range, not back up at these highs yet. But this was when El Salvador made Bitcoin legal tender, or accepted Bitcoin as a currency for the country. And there was some news that there was a Reddit group or forum that was going to pump this Bitcoin up on that day, and the exact opposite happened, took a hit. But it looks like we're getting out of this range and drifting higher. Cryptos, we could look at Ethereum too. Ethereum down a little bit, it looks like, but Bitcoin moving a little bit pre-market. Well, for me, it's what are the overall markets doing, and if there are opportunities for me to consider with the strategies that I trade right now. Futures pointing to a slightly higher start, so We'll keep an eye on things today, and looking forward to a great trading day. So that's going to do it for today's stock market update. Have a great trading day. We'll see you tomorrow, but until then, happy trading, everybody.